All right, if you're a Ticket P1, you might remember back in the winter of 2016 and ticket stock of that year, this station became obsessed with a rap song for the Carolina Panthers done by Ked Woodley. And we were so obsessed with the song, and it's one of those earworm songs that you just sing over and over and over again, that we had Ked Woodley to ticket stock. One of our clients brought Ked to ticket stock for us to meet and the P1s to meet. And this is the song that created the craze.
Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws. We growl to win this game. We call pro football. Our offense and defense so intense. Your team will be the losers if you got a lick of sense. You dig the NFL, my lyrics and my rhymes. You eat up what I'm saying, spitting fly hip-hop lines. Lightning fast, big black cats, Panthers kicking ass. Yo, with a TD or a field goal, gonna get that W, dominate the foe. Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws. We growl to win this game. We call pro football. When running, passing, or pitching the ball, we got blazing, mesmerizing plays, y'all. Wanna holler at your top cats who cheer and turn us on. Give me them digits, I'll call you on my phone. Lightning fast, big black cats, Panthers kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yo, with a TD or a field goal, gonna get that W, dominate the foe. We Panthers keep pounding, paid lots of dough. Soon to be our victory at the Super Bowl. Let's go, let's go.
There it is.
The signature growl, that is dominate the foe. And since the Cowboys just played the Panthers, joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, Ked Woodley. Hi, Ked.
Hey. Hey, now.
How's it going?
What up, what up?
What up?
Hey, can you do that?
Hey.
Can you do that growl for us real quick?
You know, I'll try my best, man, but I have not attempted that in probably, you know, say several years.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really? You're tired the growl?
It tends to tear my vocal cords up.
Oh, well, I don't want you to tear up your vocal cords.
I do.
But if you think you can do maybe a softer version, we'd love to hear it.
I'll do a softer version.
Okay.
All right.
And this is really with no warm-ups.
Right.
How is that a softer version? I mean,
great.
That's unbelievable.
That sounded.
I was trying to keep it. I think I held it down a few octaves or
what?
Like decimals.
Yeah,
decimals. There we go.
Did you just wake up your wife and kids there?
No. Maybe the cat.
Oh,
yeah, Gordon. Don't get so personal.
Well, I wasn't trying to get personal. I just didn't know if he had a.
I tried to keep my Panther a secret.
That growl is your signature. I'm surprised that you haven't done it in so many years, but I guess if it's tearing up your voice, that's understandable.
I figure people are asking you all the time to do the growl.
And you know, I didn't know it was going to tear up my vocals like it does, but I figured I could get through it at least long enough to do that song and get in some good Panther growls to make the song maybe stick a little better than if it didn't have any growls at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm visiting with Ked Woodley here, the author of the famous Carolina Panthers song. When you recorded that video, like, did you have much of a budget for that video, or is it just spur of the moment? You went out there and just out in front, or did you choose a location? Did you scout locations? What happened?
Honestly, I'm going to try to tell you as quick as possible and the honest truth, too, you know, because you want the truth, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I can handle it, but I'll try.
I had this feeling. It seemed like almost like a sixth sense or something. Overwhelming feeling that like, there was this beat machine, you know, beat master, drum machine somewhere locally. And sure enough, it was amazing that I checked out this place called Trade It, and sure enough, they had a drum machine in there, and I've never used one, and I bought that thing for $60, and it did not completely work, but I was at least able to get that beat, and what was also amazing was that I was able to take it back and get my $60 back.
Oh wait, so you,
that's Danny's
so you,
trick.
You got the machine.
I did it for free.
Wow.
Man, that's
you had an operating budget of $60.
Right.
And you came in at zero.
I was able to take it back and nicely complain to this nice young lady that everything on that drum machine does not work. Therefore, I think I should get my money back. And she thought about it and decided that upon the guidelines and the laws that be, she should give me my money back. Wow. And I felt very fortunate. And also, I knew this old lady not very well, and she had a grandson that happened to know how to, he had a phone that could record videos, and he knew how to put it up on the internet. So I was able to, get him to help me do the video. And he didn't charge me anything either.
Yeah, that's right.
That is awesome, Ked. Visiting Ked Woodley here. Ked, now when he filmed it, I've always been interested in the angle you guys chose to capture the musical performance. Was he laying on the ground? I don't understand the...
Okay, well, I was trying... I told him to... It's not like I told him to lay completely down, but I was trying to get him to... get in a position to where it was nothing but the sky.
Right.
And he didn't quite get it.
You can see
the sky plus you.
He even said something like, "Do you want trailers in there?" And I thought, no. I told him. I was like, no, I don't want the trailers in there.
No, because this song was a vision, maybe
you didn't,
from the heavens, so you wanted the sky shown.
I wanted the sky because I thought that would be, unique, and it would just be a good background. And at least we did get a big tree and a quarter moon in there, which was nice.
The moon is really beautiful. I thought that was a nice touch. I didn't know whether that was done in post or whether that was real.
Okay. It just in a way, I think that was sensational. That the quarter moon was out, like, smiling on us.
I love any time I can see the moon. Ked, so the drum machine, somebody has, like, a world-famous drum machine and doesn't know it. Somebody went in there and bought that for $60, or probably cheaper than that. They marked it down after you went in and complained about it.
That's right.
And and so somebody has that drum machine. Do you know who ended up with it? Was it someone around you?
I have no idea. Are you Craig?
No, that's Gordon.
Gordon.
This is Craig right here.
I have no idea, but I would like to think that if of course, how it is these days. If you go to a pawn shop or something, they're looking for authenticity. They want to, you got to have an autograph, and then you got to be able to come up with proof that it's the real McCoy.
Right.
Provenance.
Autograph with the person that did it or used it. And that can be tricky, really hard for somebody to say, "Hey, Cat Daddy used this drum machine to do Dominate the Foe." Okay. I mean, maybe I wish I still had it.
So
I could sign it maybe and make more than $60, on it.
If you look at the receipt, I wonder if the serial number was on there, which would provide some provenance. Right?
Right. Let me say something, that might be beneficial. I had kind of some things, like some jokes I thought about going over, and I didn't know how much time I had, but, I wanted to try to work in my, I got a song, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ked, I told you.
I'm going to tell y'all, and I haven't told it probably anybody else.
Okay.
But I feel like it's kind of important to get it out there.
Okay.
I came up with a song without really trying. It just came over, the course of several weeks. And I just kind of put a few words together, and a few weeks later, put a few words together, a few weeks later, put a few words together. And it didn't turn out to be a long song because wouldn't want to bore you to death.
Sure. Is this song about the Carolina Panthers?
This is a new song you're talking about, right?
So
this is not the original.
Ked and I have been communicating on Twitter, and yes, I told Ked that he could debut his new song here on our show. This is the world premiere, correct, Ked?
This would be. what I was going to say was, this is my own opinion, and not everybody's going to share it, but in my opinion, this song has the least amount of lyrics, but kicks the most ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Right, I love that confidence.
Ked's going to perform it now for us live on the ticket. Here he is, Ked Woodley.
Okay, and just before I start the song, it's titled Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. I was going to do my own voice, my pet parrot named TD.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
And a third voice is kind of is a mystery voice that I'm going to throw in for special effects.
Okay.
Okay. Again, the song is called Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
Yes!
Was that the parrot?
That is
the
world premiere.
I think the parrot was the middle one.
Oh, the parrot was the middle one.
Ked Woodley's new song.
Maybe the parrot was the first one.
Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
What? And you did that without the $60 drum machine.
Yeah, that just came to you. Those lyrics just came to you?
And amazingly, they came to me kind of like backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
A lot of them came backwards.
Backwards.
I'd come up with like getting paid, getting laid, and I just really like those words, like
they rhyme.
You know, I was thinking, you know, I don't know, just not really thinking, you know, not right. really thinking.
Yes, don't get in your own way.
Some words that rhyme, like getting paid.
Are you going to go to the
still
studio?
Talking about his creative process here, George.
Well, are you going to go to the studio and put these down?
Well, you know, I thought about doing that, but I might not, you know, have it really settled on whether I will or not.
Yeah,
but,
stop pressuring
you, know,
George.
There's a chance I might not, man, because, and I hate to be, you know, it's not like I'm trying to shoot my own self down.
Right.
But when it comes to that process, I have meddled into studios and the cost of, you know, what? How much it costs to spend time in the studio.
It's more than $60.
You can spend a lot of money. I've paid $100 for a singer to sing a song of mine in the past that just because I didn't have the confidence to really do it, I didn't have the confidence to do it myself.
So wait, you like a country song or another rap song?
That's been many years ago.
You don't want to get into it?
Right at the moment, I can't, it's like a... It was part of it was my first rendition of my coffee song, Coffee Lover, which is kind of changed. You know what I'm saying?
Like right. You don't like coffee right. as much as you used to.
I don't know if I've ever heard of Coffee Lover. Is that on the YouTube as well?
Coffee Lover is on YouTube, but you have to spell Lover L-O-V-A.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's tricky.
And down in the comment section, I got the new lyrics. I revised it. I made it, I think...
better?
I kicked it up a few notches, like Emeril Lagasse would say.
Yeah, like how many notches do you think it's been kicked up?
Bam, bam.
How many notches would you say? 7, 8?
11? I think I kicked it up, let's say 4.
About 4 notches?
Four to 10.
Okay. Fair enough.
Based on the power of the lyrics.
The power of the lyrics.
I'll tell you right quick.
Yeah.
Because of the power of what? The Flash.
There you go. Hey,
Ked. I got the superhero, the Flash, in there, and I think it takes it to a whole new
love the Flash.
Milky Way, like, you know, it's
a whole new one.
Okay, hey, Ked, that's
like into a whole new world.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, and we'd be remiss if we didn't get your take on your Carolina Panthers and how they played against the Cowboys. Were you pretty disappointed?
Yeah, you know, I did watch the game, and I was sitting here looking for something that I thought I might could, you know, end in my segment.
You got some jokes?
Right.
It was kind of like I was going to say, like, what if y'all were to ask me, what do you think about the Panthers and the Eagles, you know, this coming Sunday? And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would say, look, I'm Cat Daddy, okay? I'm Cat Daddy. Not everybody knows me, but I'm Cat Daddy. And if I could talk to the players, if I could, I would. I might even use a different voice to make it more interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So
here's the parody.
I've done that before.
Me talking to the Panthers, trying to motivating them to play the Eagles.
There you go. Let's hear it.
All right. My big black cats, plain and simple, do your jobs, make your mamas proud, execute properly, and everyone be like the Energizer Bunny for four quarters. Please make interceptions with no fumbles. And yo, we will dominate the foe.
Ah, yes, he's got the catchphrase in there.
There
seriously,
he is.
Ked, you have no idea how much joy you brought this show with your Dominate the Foe song, and now you've given us a new song to love.
And I found Coffee Lover online, too. We may have to give that a listen.
Ked, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and we'll get in touch with you next time the Cowboys play the Panthers. There he goes, the great Ked Woodward.
Not giving him a chance to respond. Yeah.
By the way, he was really
too long.
He was really happy that I followed him on Twitter. If the P1s
really
want to give Ked a follow, I'll definitely do it. At Ked Adams 7.
Ked Adams 7.
Coming up next, we're going to take phone calls about Ked Woodley's appearance on our show. All right, it's 8:42. Here in a few minutes, it's our final visit of the baseball season with Dave Raymond, the Rangers TV play-by-play voice. Right now, we're going to do a Ked Woodley post-game show. We just had Ked Woodley on.
Wow.
Who did Dominate the Foe, that song about the Carolina Panthers many years ago. We had him to Ticket Stock in 2016, but we hadn't talked to him since. He debuted a new song for us this morning. He was pretty entertaining, wasn't he?
He gave us so much during that 10-minute talk that we had with him. His new song has met my mind just chewing on it. I'm so confused as to why it's Dr. Dre, a parrot, and a mystery voice.
All playing for the Panthers, I guess? Or
all rooting, giving the exact same speech to the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to throw a flag on you for asking him if he scouted locations for his video shoot. If he put the moon in there in post.
There was no post.
If you call a guy that you know how to post videos, you're not going to do post production.
Well,
on that
I'm not
video.
Saying that Ked did it in post. That the guy who knew everything about photography and videography.
Well, there was no post production to that video, sir.
So we asked him to lay down.
That was pre.
He's got an extreme low angle.
So we know he's got Dominate the Foe. We heard the new song, Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. And he also promoted Coffee Lover. And, George, you found that?
Found it. And I think this shows his range as a performer.
This song is out to all the coffee lovers of the world.
That's
I know there's many of them, just like myself. It's called Coffee Lover. Rolling out of bed with one thing on my mind, just about coffee drinking time. I know it's stimulating, barista I'm needing. Mom, come to the rescue, start the coffee brew. Please somebody bring me a hot cup of coffee, fulfill my wish. Love the flavor getting wired, beverage highly desired. Just about coffee drinking time. Just about coffee drinking time. Can't wait to sip my coffee. Crave the jet fuel daily.
Daily? What?
Mom's in the kitchen making homemade biscuits, putting on coffee, cooking eggs, ham, and grits. Dad's in the den. Can't get enough of YouTube. I'm waiting for his caffeine fix from all that good brew. Please somebody bring me a hot cup of coffee. Fulfill my wish. Love the flavor, getting wired, beverage, highly desired. Just about coffee drinking time. Just about coffee drinking time.
It's cold now.
Can't wait to sip my coffee. Soon I can zoom, baby. Just about coffee drinking time. Just about coffee drinking time. Can't wait to sip my coffee. Grande cups, groovy baby.
Yes. Yes.
He's actually got a little something to his voice. He's got some power there.
I know.
P1 Greg says, I never thought I would say this, but Chris McKinley might have just been supplanted as the official vocalist of our program.
No doubt. He can rap, too.
And I'm sipping coffee.
And sing. I don't think Chris can rap.
I'm telling you. Ked has the ability to produce earworms.
Yes, he does.
I'll be thinking about this dang coffee song now.
In his own way, he is a genius.
He is a genius.
Indeed.
And I think he needs to be a Muser regular.
Yes, I do too.
And another P1 had a good idea, which is that we ought to sign him to Muser Records, basically. He said we ought to start a GoFundMe for him. But let's put him on Muser Records. We'll send
him
into the studio.
We know guys who have studios.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
We have a bunch of friends with studios. We'll fly him into town. Yeah. And have him record, hopefully he has more than three songs.
Well, by then he will.
Otherwise, we'll just do an EP.
That's fine.
And hope he won't insist us pressing vinyl on it for the hipster crowd.
I don't know, the hipsters may be into it. Well, that was awesome, Ked Woodley.
So great. He brings me joy.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for Ked Woodley.
Dominate the foe.
Now, please, let's hope we don't find out something bad about Ked.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a possibility.
I don't think so. He seemed like a sweet guy.
Like he's wanted for a string of people that went missing in the Northwest.
Hey, come on. I'll just throw that on Ked.
But right now it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and Smith Thompson Home Security.
Every once in a while, we do something that gets a massive amount of response in a short amount of time. And the Ked Woodley interview that we had at 8:15 today is one of those things. Because the P1s are sounding off about Ked and his infectious spirit. Keith says, let's officially declare Ked Woodley as the fifth Muser.
Wow, okay.
So we have Ducey being the fourth Muser and Ked being the fifth. And it's interesting that we add a fourth and fifth Muser, that both of them have similar musical talents.
Yeah, they're both really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Tom Bronco Lurker, or Luker, Tom Bronco Luker, says, one of the greatest interviews I've heard on the ticket. What's up, dog? Says, thank you for the segment none of us knew we needed until we had it sitting right in front of us.
That's right.
Amen. Handcrafted genius sports. Greg says, this is the greatest interview in the history of radio interviews on radio. Ked Woodley might be the premier performance artist of our time.
Agree.
Dan says, I'm personally ready to go out and dominate my foes. Everybody has foes.
Yep.
And you need to dominate them. So for those of you who didn't get to hear Ked Woodley on at 8:15 today, he did debut a new song. And Craig, you were involved in, I would say, detailed and extensive back channel negotiations with Ked and setting up this interview, and it was very important to him that he did debut his new song.
Yes, I followed him on Twitter, and if you want to follow him, he's at KedAdams7, so that I could slide into his DMs, because he was already following me, which I didn't know. And we started exchanging messages a couple of days ago, because I thought, Cowboys, Panthers, we got to get Ked Woodley on the show, and he's been to Ticket Stock. So I said, we want you to come on and talk about the game. And he said, yeah, I felt like our players needed some Starbucks coffee. There's the coffee theme again. To get us the W. But our stock is up. We just need to protect the passer. Then he immediately says, I could come on the show and do another rap song. It's called Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. And then he gave me some lyrics, I thought. Turns out he gave me all the lyrics in like two lines.
You thought he was sending just a portion.
Right.
Of this.
No, he sent the whole song.
As he said, the idea was the least amount of lyrics, but the most amount of kick-ass.
Yeah, Slutty Rand Paul's neighbor tweeted, when he set up the "this is my opinion and not everyone will agree with me on this," but finished with "in my opinion, this is the song with the fewest lyrics that kicks the most ass," I gave Ked a second look, and she enjoyed what she's heard from him. So I thought we'd play a little bit of his new song called Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. And Jerry, I'm assuming you took some of the setup here,
yeah,
too.
There's about a minute of setup beforehand.
Good. Because he explains that it's not only Dr. Dre that you hear from in this song. Here's Ked Woodley.
Ked and I have been communicating on Twitter, and yes, I told Ked that he could debut his new song here on our show. This is the world premiere, correct, Ked?
This would be. What I was going to say was, this is my own opinion, and not everybody's going to share it, but in my opinion, this song has the least amount of lyrics, but kicks the most ass.
That's
wow,
what I'm talking about.
Okay. Love that confidence.
Ked's going to perform it now for us live on the ticket. Here he is, Ked Woodley.
Okay, and just before I start the song, yeah. It's titled Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. I was going to do my own voice, my pet parrot named TD.
Oh my goodness.
And a third voice is kind of is a mystery voice that I'm going to throw in for special effects.
Okay.
Okay. Again, the song is called Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre. Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
Yes!
Was that the parrot?
That
at the
is
end?
The world premiere.
I think the parrot was the middle one.
Oh, the
right?
parrot was
of
the middle
Ked
one.
Ked Woodley's new song.
There's a little bit of his new song called Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
Three different voices he used on that one.
Yeah. Three verses, all with the same lyrics, but different voices.
Do you want a little more explanation about the voices?
Yeah, please, yes.
I don't know if this will clear it up, but he messaged me a little bit ago and he said, the first voice was my voice.
Right.
The second was my friend TD, my pet parrot. And third, a mystery voice of someone I used to work for. Beer Stein emoji, parrot emoji. Does that clear it up for you?
No. I'm more insane than I was before.
Used to work for a beer distributor, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm getting paid. I'm getting laid.
And did he say during the interview that when he came up with those two words, he knew he had something?
Yeah.
Like he built a song around those two words.
And he didn't come up with them. They came to him.
Yeah, they came to him.
That's the way Willie Nelson says it works. He just reaches out and grabs a song. That's what Ken did.
It's in the universe, and you just channel it for a moment. Mm-hmm. You're a conduit for the universe's creativity, and that's what Ked and Willie Nelson both are.
Yep.
Another thing about his interview that just occurred to me, didn't he say that he felt like, he made it seem like God or Jesus called him to the fact that there was a drum machine nearby in his world?
Yes.
It was something
that.
Mystical right. about was, how the drum machine...
Something told him he needed to go get that drum machine.
Yeah.
And called they happened out to him.
Have one for a reasonable price.
And he went to the trade-in store and found the drum machine.
Turned out to be an amazing deal.
Yeah. Amazing deal. $60 for a drum machine. That's a little high.
But then he brought it back.
Yeah, they had a great return policy. There's no doubt about that, but... I'm just saying they're pricing their stuff a little high, particularly for that drum machine. I've heard it.
Don't act like that's a
I'm not sure that's a 16-bit drum machine.
I'll taking a musical instrument back 2 weeks later and going, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like
I've never done that.
Uh-huh.
I did it one time in California when I thought I was going to learn how to play guitar. And
Danny's turns out done I, it like I, five times.
I lost interest. In learning the instrument.
1P1 says, I love how Coffee Lover and Dominate the Foe are on two separate YouTube accounts. One is Ked Woodley and the other is Ked Woodley spelled with an E.
Gotta keep him guessing.
No.
When you're
I wonder if he lost access to one of them. Is what it sounds like. And I'm not sure about the detail... Do you remember in the interview when he was going through his qualifications and his vetting procedure of cinematographers? What did he say were part of his requirements in when he was screening people?
I believe the person that was going to ultimately be hired for the job had to possess a phone that was capable
that
of recording video.
Yeah.
I think those are hard to find sometimes.
I think those were his only requirements.
Pretty high bar.
Like, Norm wouldn't be able to do that. He can't do that on his phone.
Norm doesn't have a phone that has video.
Right. There's other people out
there. Ked, luckily, is surrounded by people who have phones with videos, or at least one of them. But the cinematographer left something to be desired because he failed in his one, to fulfill the one request that Ked had.
He only had
which
one
was,
request.
Please, just only shoot the sky. I don't want the trailers in the background.
And we should have asked Ked this, but... Why didn't Ked, when he saw the video, say, let's shoot it again, and this time no trailers?
I know. I don't understand. I don't know whether the guy was running out of memory on his phone, and they're like, well, we don't want to risk doing it again and then burn the one good take that we had there.
Right.
See, these are questions that we have.
We didn't have time.
And we are going to try to track down Ked's cinematographer to ask him about some of the process. That they went through in recording it.
Just how much of that was done in post-production?
Yeah. All... Like the moon? I thought maybe that was done in post. I didn't know.
You knew.
I really didn't. Giorgio, I swear to you.
Okay.
I had no idea whether that was a CGI moon or not.
Coffee Love is shot the same way, by the way. It shows the sky and looks like a 6-foot
fence
behind it.
Not surprising.
Board on board?
Yeah, board on board.
Okay.
Maybe he's got a fence deal. I don't know.
We also have some more good news about Ked because he let Craig know that he's already gained 70 new followers on Twitter. So we encourage all P1s. I'm sure Ked would love to have more followers on Twitter.
Yep.
So his Twitter name is Ked Woodley.
Nope.
No, Ked Adams with a Z or an S.
S.
Okay. Ked Adams 7.
Yep.
So the first 6 Ked Adams that you run into on Twitter are not Ked Woodley.
He snagged the handle Ked Adams 7.
Yeah. Lucky.
Lucky
handle.
Yep.
So check that out. Once again, here's his new song.
No, we're not
play
that again.
Well, I don't have time to do my second piece
of the segment
here. I
wouldn't mind hearing the song again.
Yo, I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold Bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
All right. That ought about do it.
Oh.
I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train, going off the rails. Getting paid. Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold bud. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
Alrighty,
I'm playing ball for the Panthers in the NFL. Flying high on a crazy train, going off the rails. Getting paid.
Wonder what else he's getting.
Getting laid. Smoking purple haze, drinking ice cold bud. Yeah. Yo, I'm Dr. Dre.
It's genius. It's absolute genius.
Maybe we can get our Tom Bridwell to take that in studio and to work his magic on it. Get some musicians, add some instrumentation. Yeah. He's already laid down the vocal track, so we already got that.
Yeah, I've already got that. You can work
with
that.
We just
got
to fill in the music around it and the beat back behind it.
And they affect voices all the time. Yeah, it's over the phone, but that's all right. We can work around that. We can EQ that. It'll be fine.
I love in the silent moments how the phone buzz kind of, you hear the limiter come off of the compression lifts.
1P1 says we need to get Dr. Dre's reaction to this song.
Oh, I would love that.
What if you did and Dr. Dre said, I'm going to make this guy.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What if this gets...
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what if this gets so popular they ask Ked to join Dr. Dre halftime of the Super Bowl?
Didn't Dre break Eminem?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So?
Broken all the same thing.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
What if the Panthers go on a run and make it to the Super Bowl?
Right. Oh.
And Ked's there?
Yes.
With Snoop, Dr. Dre, Eminem.
All right, Gordo, thank you. Yes. That's the corner, 932 on the ticket.
You know it.